Commissioner Sproul, will you please enter us into open session?
Chair, I move that this special conference committee of the board certifies the best of their knowledge that only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirements under the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion for executive session were heard, discussed, or considered during the closed session.
I second the motion and the motion carries. We are now in open session. The decision has been made by the committee to issue an order regarding your permit. Mr. Egan, Board Disciplinary Case Manager, will read the findings of facts and conclusions of law regarding this matter. Please note that this information is going to be emailed to you as well.
Finding of fact number one, on August 27th, 1984, the board issued a controlled substances registration number 0220-0001888 to Danville Area Humane Society, Inc. in the Commonwealth. The registration is scheduled to expire on the 28th of May. Finding of fact number two, Danville Area Humane Society Incorporated violated Virginia Code Sections 54.1-3316(1), 2, 6, and 7, and 54.1-3423E, and 18 BAC 110-20-2510 of the regulations governing the practice of pharmacy, and the facility failed to maintain euthanasia records as required. Specifically, supervising veterinarian's euthanasia protocol directed the facility to sedate animals with acetaminophen prior to euthanasia. The directed the facility stated the sedatives were administered to all animals prior to euthanasia. However, they failed to document the name and strength of the sedative drug administered to in its euthanasia logs in violation of 18 BAC 110-20-5B6 of the regulations. Ms. Hogan stated to the committee that while they were not included, that they have been put on a separate card, and that they have since created a card that contains all of the necessary relevant information. B will read as written with the addition of Ms. Hogan stated to the committee the documentation did not include the information, but the matter has been corrected. Allegation number C will be as written with the admission of Ms. Dean saying to the committee that she believes the box was inadvertently left unchecked, but the staff has been retrained and the documentation has been updated. D will read as written except with the addition on DI above the last inventory is Ms. Hogan admitted to the allegation but stated that the notice for having inventories is currently on both her and Ms. Hogan's calendar. D2 is regarding the last body inventory. Ms. Hogan has admitted to the allegation and said that the matter has been corrected.
May I have a motion regarding Danville Area Humane Society?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law as read by Michael Egan.
I second the motion and the motion carries. May I have a motion as to the sanction in the matter of the Danville Area Humane Society?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move to impose a monetary penalty of $500 and within 1 year of entry of the order, Danville Area Humane Society will be subject to one unannounced inspection of the facility at the cost of the facility for the inspection. And the cost will be to the facility.
I second the motion and the motion carries. Ms. Hogan, you have heard the decision of the committee. A certified true copy of the order will be sent to you once the order is entered by the board, which should be within the next 2 to 3 weeks. If you decide to appeal the order, the instructions for doing so will be contained in the cover letter as well as the order. As provided by law, this decision shall become a final order 30 days after service of the order, unless you provide the board with a written request to the board for a formal hearing within the 30-day time frame. Upon your request for a formal hearing, the decision of this committee shall be vacated. This concludes today's informal conference. Mr. Egan will walk out with you and answer any questions.